Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. May I help you?
Hello, Kendra. My name's Louise Couch. I'm calling in regards to a withdrawal out of my personal account that was made by your company, Top Wellness Care, for $49.89 again.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Can you speak a little louder? I can barely hear you.
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Yeah, 83656.
And your first and last name?
Louise Couch.
Could it be under Eric?
Yeah, it could be under Eric. It was supposed to be a one-time charge. And so far, you charged me for the past 2 months. I let it go on December because he did do that. But you wasn't supposed to take any monies out of my account on January or this month, and you did both. And I want my money put back in my account, please.
Ma'am, could you verify your address for the security of the account?
Yes, it's Post Office Box 68, Notus, NOTUS, Idaho, 83656.
Okay, do you have another address that it could be under?
Physical, 362 Notus Road, Notus, Idaho, 83656.
Okay, so I do see that a contest entry was done for a iPad that enrolled him into the Bites Hub, which is a meal plan that helps with recipe guides. And that is a reoccurring charge, so that's why you keep getting billed.
That's what they said last month, and I talked to him. I don't think it was you. Don't know who it was. Didn't get a name. And it wouldn't have really mattered anyway, because I always get somebody different every time I call. But what my point is, they were supposed to refund that money last month, and they didn't. Instead, they took it out again this month, and now I am wanting my money for January and February, because in the month of December, I okayed it, and my son paid me cash money to do that, $50, okay? He said, Mom, it won't happen no more. It was just a one-time charge, and I said, all right. And I let it go. And then I get my statements in the mail, and I let it go, but they're determined to withdraw the $49.89 out of my account again. Now, I have had a different card since then. So I don't know how they're doing that with a different card unless they have my tracking number. No, wait a minute. Now I got it back up there. It was after that. Never mind. You have the information on the new card. Holy crap. I'm going to have to get another new card, plus have my credit union call your company maybe have to go to court to get my money back. Is that what we're going to have to do?
No, ma'am. I can issue a full refund on that latest charge, which would be the 5th of February. That I can go ahead and get your account canceled out.
Okay, and who can give me my money back for January, which was supposed to be put back into my account?
Well, if you bear with me one moment while I speak with my supervisor, I can see if there's anything else I can do about that charge.
I thank you very much. I'm really trying not to yell at you because I know it's not your fault. But I just, and the company's not the only one that's done this to me. I'm just really irritated. Because it left me, like, what, $12 in my account after they did that. And who did I speak with? I usually put this step down. Where did I put it?
Just bear with me one moment.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, ma'am, and I was able to get you refunded for that charge in January as well. And both charges can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into that account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So is there anything else I can assist you with?
Can you repeat what you said just now? Because I thought I was waiting for something more and there wasn't, so I think maybe I missed something.
I was able to get you refunded in full for both charges for February and January, and they can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Okay. I hope I don't have to call back. I really do. And I really do appreciate your help, and I just want this to stop. And on that note, I will bid you a good day, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, and thank you for calling customer support.
And bye.